Good morning. It's March 29th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. News. Here's everything you need to know. In a tragic turn of events, the Baltimore community is grappling with the aftermath of a cargo ship colliding with the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing a devastating collapse and environmental concerns. This incident not only halted major shipping routes but also claimed the lives of workers, sparking a nationwide response to aid recovery efforts. On the fateful day of March 26th, a cargo ship laden with hazardous materials, including corrosives, flammables, and lithium-ion batteries, struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The collision led to a 1.6-mile section of the bridge plummeting into the Patapsco River, with some containers breaching and discharging gasoline, creating a visible sheen on the water. Over 1.5 million gallons of fuel were on board, raising significant environmental concerns. The human toll of this disaster is profound, with two construction workers confirmed dead and four others presumed lost. Efforts to recover the missing workers continue amidst a community in mourning. The incident has also disrupted vital shipping traffic from the Port of Baltimore, impacting coal exports and bunker fuel consumption significantly. In response to the catastrophe, President Biden has approved $60 million in federal aid for recovery efforts, with U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg making an additional $950 million available. This financial support aims to address the immediate needs and future rebuilding efforts, highlighting the critical need for infrastructure improvements to accommodate modern shipping demands. The loss of life, including foreman Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes, has deeply affected the community, emphasizing the human cost of such incidents. As recovery and salvage operations proceed, the broader implications of the accident on the state's transportation funding and infrastructure needs come into focus, with discussions on how to prevent future tragedies and improve safety standards. In a resolution that marks the end of a contentious legal saga, Walt Disney Parks and Resorts and Florida officials have found common ground over the special tax district that's home to the iconic Walt Disney World in Orlando. This agreement turns a new page in the relationship between Disney and the governing board of the district, setting the stage for future growth and collaboration. The crux of the settlement involves Disney and the newly appointed board agreeing to discard previous covenants and a development agreement, transitioning governance to an approach based on an earlier framework. This move clears the path for both parties to negotiate a new development agreement, signaling a fresh start in their working relationship. As part of this agreement, Disney will also withdraw its appeal of a federal lawsuit, further smoothing the waters between the two entities. This settlement is significant for several reasons. It not only ends the legal battle, but also marks a shift towards a more collaborative approach between Disney and the district's new board. This newfound cooperation is crucial for Disney, as it allows the entertainment giant to focus on expanding its theme parks to stay competitive, particularly with rivals like Universal Studios. The agreement opens doors for future investment in the resort, promising an exciting era of growth and innovation. Moreover, this settlement heralds a new era of engagement between Disney and the district's leadership, potentially boosting the regional economy and enhancing the visitor experience. It's a move that benefits not just the two parties involved, but also the millions who visit this beloved resort each year, ensuring the magic of Disney continues to thrive in Orlando. In a dazzling display of political star power and celebrity endorsement, U.S. President Joe Biden, flanked by former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, shattered fundraising records, pulling in a staggering $25 million in one night at Radio City Music Hall in New York. The event, which featured performances by Queen Latifah, Lizzo, and Lea Michele, wasn't just a showcase of talent but a strategic move to inject vitality into Biden's campaign as the election horizon draws near. The fundraiser marks a significant moment in the 2024 election cycle, highlighting the Democratic Party's efforts to maintain a financial edge. With a war chest of $71 million, Biden's campaign is in a robust position, significantly outpacing the presumptive Republican nominee, Donald Trump, who has $33.5 million at his disposal. This financial disparity is notable, especially as Trump turns to unconventional means such as selling merchandise and Bibles to bolster his campaign funds, all while navigating a maze of legal and financial challenges. This fundraising milestone is more than just a number. It's a statement of intent and capability from the Biden camp. The involvement of high-profile figures like Obama and Clinton, along with the allure of celebrity performances, underscores the Democrats' strategy to galvanize support and enthusiasm. Meanwhile, Trump's campaign, despite its financial hurdles, is pushing forward, seeking to rally its base and gain ground. As both sides ramp up their efforts, the battle for momentum and public support intensifies, setting the stage for what promises to be a fiercely contested election. In a move to steer the future of technology within the government, the Biden administration has put into action a comprehensive AI policy, marking a significant step towards the responsible use of artificial intelligence. This comes as a response to the president's executive order on AI, which called for a government-wide approach to embrace the benefits of AI while safeguarding against its risks. The newly announced policy is designed to strike a balance between mitigating the potential dangers of AI and promoting its vast benefits. It emphasizes the importance of public transparency and aims to foster an environment conducive to AI innovation. A key aspect of this initiative is the requirement for federal agencies to appoint chief AI officers and establish AI governance boards. These bodies are tasked with ensuring that AI is implemented in a manner that adheres to ethical standards and best practices. Moreover, the administration is focused on expanding and enhancing the AI workforce. It plans to hire 100 AI professionals by the upcoming summer and has laid out strategies for training current employees to upskill in AI. This workforce development is part of a broader effort that includes previous initiatives, such as the administration's Blueprint for an AI Bill of Rights and the National Institute of Standards and Technology's AI Risk Management Framework. The drive to implement these policies is also fueled by concerns over the misuse of AI technology, including incidents where AI was used to create manipulated videos of President Biden. The administration is keen on implementing safeguards that prevent biased outcomes in AI applications. Agencies found not complying with these new standards are faced with a stark directive: cease the use of AI systems unless they can present a compelling reason to continue their use. This comprehensive approach underscores the administration's commitment to navigating the complex landscape of artificial intelligence in a manner that is both innovative and responsible. In a harrowing series of events that unfolded in Rockford, Illinois, a mass stabbing left the community in shock, resulting in 4 tragic deaths and 7 injuries. This devastating incident occurred on Wednesday, shaking the very foundations of the local area with its brutality and suddenness. The assailant, identified as 22-year-old Christian Thurser Soto, embarked on a violent spree using a knife, a bat, and a vehicle to carry out attacks across multiple locations. These included the areas of Home Street, Winnetka Drive, and Cleveland Avenue, all within a chilling 20-minute span. The methods and means of attack varied, from stabbing and beating to vehicular assault, painting a scene of chaos and terror. Soto has been arrested and faces charges of murder, attempted murder, and home invasion. The attacks were not only ruthless but also indiscriminate, claiming the lives of individuals ranging from a 15-year-old girl to a 63-year-old woman, including a veteran of the U.S. Postal Service. The motives behind these violent acts remain unclear, leaving the community grappling with unanswered questions and profound grief. In the wake of this tragedy, the Rockford community has come together, offering emotional support and counseling services to those affected. A vigil, organized by local faith leaders, is scheduled, reflecting the collective mourning and solidarity of the residents. Meanwhile, state and federal law enforcement agencies have stepped in to assist with the ongoing investigation, highlighting the severity of the incident. This incident marks a dark moment for Rockford, coming shortly after another stabbing at a local Walmart. As the community begins the difficult process of healing, the focus remains on supporting the survivors and seeking justice for the victims. With Soto due in court, The legal proceedings will be closely watched, offering a glimmer of hope for closure to the families and the community at large. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.